This is the August 17th conference call of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. It is 8:32, and we will begin our session. And we have present Commissioner Wecker, Carpenter, Keeney, Mankin, Perry, Schmitten, and Zuvia. And did we have...
Hi, Commissioner Jennings.
And Commissioner Jennings joined us. So we have everybody but Commissioner Smith present with us today. And we will have a couple of public people sitting in to listen. Tammy, are any of those people present as yet?
Yes, Linda Saunders just joined us.
Okay, thank you. And Director Anderson, would you introduce the staff?
Okay, I'll
just listen in and put your phone on mute, maybe.
How do I do that?
Tammy, you want to give me any coaching?
Hey, listen, I'm going to sign off. I may even be in a better position in a little bit. You've got a quorum, so I'll try to get on a little later. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So I was going through the list of staff that are here with me in Olympia, Mr. Vice Chair, and it's up to Ann Larson, Bill Phillips, and Lori Pruce. So we have a lot of staff here to support the call this morning.
Okay, thank you. Our first item on the agenda is the recreational rock collection on state public lands petition. This is a decision by the commission. And I don't have who's going to present that for us.
Yeah, Paul Damer is going to present that to the commission.
Good morning, Mr. Paul. Chair.
Paul, we appreciate your help on that.
My name is Paul Damer. I'm the Land Stewardship and Operations Section Manager for the Wildlife Program, and here to speak today on the first agenda item, the petition for recreational rock collecting on state public lands. On June 22nd, several rock collecting enthusiasts requested a rule change related to rock collection on Washington State public lands. The petition requests a change to the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife regulations and the Washington Administrative Code specific to allowing the federal or the following recreational collection activities, and that is up to 250 pounds per person per day of rock and aggregate, as well as up to 225 pounds per person per day of petrified wood. This would allow use of hand tools to collect this, whether that be shovels or picks. It would also be specifically for non-commercial use. There is an existing WAC 232-12-251, that allows the removal of petrified wood, minerals, fossils, wood products, and artifacts from department lands only with a permit issued by the director. Currently, the department issues mineral collection permits only for educational and research purposes. The department staff request today that the commission deny this petition for the following reasons, which are on the second page of your green sheet. The justifications for the commission for the proposed denial of this petition is based on several concerns, including mineral right issues, compliance with land acquisition grant agreements, and resource and cultural resource damage. First, the state of Washington does not own the mineral rights on the majority of WFW public lands. Each deed, and there's over 2,000 of them, would need to be reviewed to determine if the agency owns the surface mineral rights. It's further very common for mineral right reservations to reserve fossils, and therefore a concern about the unpermitted removal of minerals where they may not be owned by the state is very real. Secondly, resource impact from digging would be in conflict with limitations stipulated in acquisition grant agreements where lands are purchased to protect habitat. Allowance of such activity could be in conflict with funding sources that we use to acquire habitat and thus put us into grant conversion. thirdly, resource damage is a significant concern. The act of digging on public lands could degrade fish and wildlife habitat. Talus slopes, cliffs, riparian habitats, and other areas are critical for priority fish and wildlife species. Fourth, to comply with federal and state laws, the agency is required to do an evaluation before disturbing soils for activities such as digging post holes for fencing or even digging holes for planting of trees. This site-specific evaluation typically includes consultation with federal agencies, the state, Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation, and tribal entities. With rock collection and the associated digging, the likelihood of cultural resource damage is very real. Tribal concerns may also exist because of the potential for exposure and damage of cultural resources. Fifth, the removal of non-renewable resources such as petrified wood and other minerals like columnar basalt can diminish the recreational, educational, and research opportunities for others. Staff feel that non-renewable resources, including petrified wood and rocks, are resources that should remain for all to enjoy. We did contact other state agencies and federal agencies to look at this issue and how they're dealing with it, and found that national parks, for the most part, do not allow this activity. They're quite restrictive on collecting rocks. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife requires a permit to remove minerals, but cultural resource protections require surveys and consultations with the tribes, so these permits essentially do not exist. Idaho Fish and Game does not allow removal of soils, gravel, or minerals, and California Fish and Game does not allow the removal of any humus, soil, sand, gravel, or rock on state wildlife areas. So the way that the agency, WDFW, is currently implementing and protecting these resources is consistent with these other agencies. There's also concern regarding the ability of the agency to enforce these rock collecting activities. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Mr. Vice Chairman, Commissioner Schmidt. I support the recommendation. I have to say I raised my eyebrows a bit when I heard that may have consultation for digging post holes. But that aside, an observation, it just seems like 270 pounds per day of general rock collecting and 225 for petrified wood was a lot. And then I did have a similar note, the need to check with what the federal requirements are and state DNR. But overall, I do support the recommendation.
Other questions from the commission?
Mr. Vice Chair.
I have Commissioner Wecker.
Well, thanks, Paul, for that presentation. I noticed that the petitioners are primarily from the Port Angeles and Squim areas. So do you have any sense of what their hobby is, what their objective is in changing these rules, what are they collecting for? And I should say, too, why would it not be more appropriate for them to just seek a permit from the director?
Well, I haven't spoken to the individuals. The way this petition came in, there was no lead person on it. It was dropped off actually in the building. So I haven't spoken to them. I don't know what their specific recreational activities include. We haven't received any permit requests from them. So again, we have a WAC that if they did want to request that activity, they could request it. However, the way we're responding to those requests are only allowing it for recreation or for educational purposes.
Okay, thank you. So their alternative, if they are involved in the kind of activities that the director typically provides permits for, then they have that as an alternative. And I think when we review these petitions, we are mandated to look for alternatives, and that would be their alternative. So I would support staff recommendations on this.
Any further questions? I have one. This is Commissioner Duvia, and one of the often problems in these areas is with youth picking up, a piece of petrified rock and taking it. Would, under our current statute, would they be denied the opportunity to keep that petrified piece of rock?
Well, I think what would typically happen is they wouldn't make the request and they'd put it in their pocket and they'd take it home. If they made the request to pick it up, we would look at it just the way we have been consistently and look for whether it's an educational research purpose.
But they wouldn't need to apply for a special permit for a youth to obtain a rock sample?
I think they would.
They would if they applied. I mean, the way the WAC is written now, they should not be taking minerals off of WDFW lands without a permit.
Mm-hmm. And that's consistent with all the other states around us. Idaho, Oregon, California.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to some extent, you know, these lands aren't, to me, this is Commissioner Jennings, that's really a non-wildlife related recreational use that has the potential for degrading the environment and degrading the quality of the wildlife habitat. So, I support the staff's recommendation.
Yeah.
Vice Chair. This is Phil Anderson.
Yeah. Director Anderson?
I understand your concern about, picking a rock up off a wildlife area and taking it home and needing a permit. There is as we have in a lot of the laws in our society, we have what's called officer discretion to look at a particular or not, the particular activity, while it might, by the letter of the law, be whether they're going to actually cite someone for doing that. And I think our officers understand that, and they use their discretion appropriately. But I think it's important to have this level of this type of law in place, as Commissioner Jennings was speaking, protect our wildlife areas and to ensure that our wildlife areas are being used in the manner we purchased them for. So while you're correct, by the letter of the law, need a permit to do that. That's where officer discretion comes in, just like if you're going 62 and a 60.
Understand. Thanks, Director. Any other comments or questions from the Commission?
Yeah, Mr. Vice Chair. This is Commissioner Mankin.
Commissioner Mankin.
Paul, are there uniform federal regulations associated with any kind of collecting on federal lands? For example, is the National Forest Service and BLM standards the same as National Park Service? And what are the alternatives for these people to perhaps collect on federal lands?
I don't have the specifics from the Forest Service. I didn't get a call back from their person. I think that there's probably more flexibility on the forest and on BLM lands than there are on the National Park Service, but I don't have the specifics on that.
Additional questions? Do I have a motion from the Commission?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Wecker.
I move to deny the petition to revise regulations and Washington Administrative Code to allow recreational rock collecting on WDFW lands.
I second that.
Commissioner Jennings seconds the motion. Any questions or further comments? We have a motion on the floor to deny the petition to revise regulations in Washington Administration Code to allow recreational rock collecting on WDFW lands. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Motion passes. Thank you very much. Paul, nice job. We appreciate the help on that.